You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome to FashionCast, the fashion industry's only podcast featuring emerging designers from across America. Please join us as we discover each designer's unique debut to the world of fashion and connect to those creating the future of fashion. Now, here are your co-hosts, Michael Gloucester and Christine Tucker.
Welcome back to another episode of FashionCast. In the studio today is a special hometown guest who grew up right here in the Detroit area. He attended Cranbrook Kingswood School, then went on to graduate from Detroit's College of Creative Studies, a well-known art school founded in 1906. From college, he went to work in his family's local jewelry business and began experimenting with multiple gold jewelry designs, including his signature custom nameplate necklaces and multi-layered gold chain style. Today, he counts many celebrities among his clientele, including Khloe Kardashian, Gigi Hadid, Jenna Dewan, Christina Milian, Ashley Graham, and many more. He also partnered with Christina Milian in 2017 to create the House of Fine Gold and launched their first 14-karat gold nameplate style collection. George Khalifa, welcome to FashionCast.
How are you?
Good.
Pleasure to be here with you guys.
Thank you for being here today. So let's talk about you and Christina Milian. And I'm sure you were asked this question a million times, but
I already know what the question's gonna be.
You already know the question. So how did you two meet and whose idea was it to collaborate on the House of Fine Gold?
So I met Christina honestly through social media. It started a while ago. I actually kind of had to do with the music business at first, which I don't really want to get into, but we, long story short, connected over social media. And I began designing for her. We hit it off. We became really good friends. And then one day, you know, she's very creative woman. And so am I. So we would just go back and forth like, oh, we should do this. We should do this. And then we kind of just decided, let's actually like not talk about it anymore. Let's do it.
Wow. So you sent her a DM? Is that how it all
started? Essentially. Before that, I actually had her mom's management contact. And I actually reached out to her mom, about, you know, making them a couple things, and she responded right away, and it was just, just opened the door to a incredible relationship.
Wow. That's so cool. And then that's how the House of Fine Gold.
So then House of Fine Gold, like I said, we had gone back and forth about starting something together because we both have such great creative energy.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, just the way that she processes and the ideas that she comes up with, you know, we just vibed. So we were like, let's start a jewelry line.
Wow.
First of many projects that we're working on.
And I noticed when I looked on the website, you guys are, you design clothing as well. Is that true?
So we don't design the clothing. Oh. We carry the clothing, and that's, you know, that was the bathing suits, we're doing it as like a fun summer thing.
Oh, I see.
Just a little extra press and, you
that's
know,
cool.
Just to keep the name fresh.
That's
so that's where the thing's at.
Can we stick on the social media for 1 second?
Because of course.
I have seen you in other interviews talk about, you know, say, look, designers out there, if you do one thing, you have to ramp up your social media. You have to understand it and ramp that up. And so it seems like, you know, not only have you done that well, but if you're a designer that's not as, you know, extroverted as you, mm-hmm. you know, as outgoing, mm-hmm.
yeah.
you know, on the go constantly, you
yep.
just have your head buried in your apartment, you're designing stuff day and night.
Yep.
You know, how do you convert what you've done to the normal everyday kind of designer?
So that is a great question. First, to touch on the social media, I kind of look at it like this. I think Instagram, Facebook, all of these tools, I call them tools. They're free tools we all have access to. It's a way to get your work, your product, your name, your brand, whatever out there for free. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So to not make use of such a great tool that everybody is on, to me, it's just, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I think that if you're a designer, you should be putting your stuff on social media. Your work should be out there for people to see.
Mm-hmm.
As for my tips to designers and how to just take great photos of your work, if you're passionate about what you do, you know what I mean? take great pictures, get it out there, get it up, get it so people can see it. Convey your passion. That's what I did.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, to me, I don't want to overstate it, but to me, it's there's some genius behind this because you're designing jewelry, and we can get into that in a moment. And then it's very kind of classical, elegant, and then you have this multi-layered style. But the genius part is, I mean, anybody can do, you know, anybody can do that piece of. There's a lot of jewelry designers. Mm-hmm. The genius part comes in when the social media is mixed, and then the celebrity class is penetrated in one way or another. And if you are a designer, you're saying, I still don't understand how that guy pulled it off. He knew her mother or something? You know, it's that kind of thing.
Honestly, it's like you said, I'm very outgoing. I don't take no for an answer. So I think it's just like I said, like I literally, you know how another way that I say it too is I literally, it's like I upload my personality onto the internet. When you go to my Instagram, it's kind of like you feel like you already know me. Do you know what I'm saying? And I think that speaks,
it speaks,
you know, when a client comes in that even if I haven't ever met them before, they're like, oh my God, I feel like I already know you.
They fall in love with the
because
salesman.
Exactly.
As much as the product.
Yeah. It's like the personality. Mm-hmm. So, that's why I say, it's like as if I uploaded my personality, what I do, what I'm about. I took my whole essence and I put it on my Instagram. And yes, I was able to penetrate the celebrity class, which was, I was very persistent. You had to keep at it. Mm-hmm. You can't get discouraged. Just keep doing what you love to do and get it out there, you know?
So for instance, like Khloe Kardashian, how did she see your design?
Khloe.
Tell us about her.
So Khloe was a, maze of networking, a maze of connecting the dots, which is what social media is.
Uh-huh.
I know my friend Samantha knows her assistant, and Samantha also knows the girl who does her eyebrows. And so, like, one thing, Kelly Baker. So one thing kind of led to another, and we all kind of, like, fell in the same circle. Ooh. So it just, that's how it happened.
Did you send her the medallion? It was a Mary medallion, right?
The
was
Mary medallion, yeah, yeah. I did send that to her. But now, I mean, we have a relationship, well, me and her assistant do, where she's like, oh, Khloe wants to buy something. For example, last year, it was the dog paw print. Her dog, Gabbana, had passed away.
Oh.
And she's like, you know, I want to – some way that I can preserve the memory. And I was like, okay, well, why don't we, you know, do something cool like a medallion? And she's like, well, I have the paw print from the vet. They printed it out for us. So she was like, is there any way? And I was like, yes, there's a way. Just send me the picture and let's get it on the medallion. I'll get it out to you, you know, next week. I'll take care of you guys. You know, it was kind of, now the relationship of
it. That's so sweet.
So that's the genius part. But so now you're known as George the Jeweler, you know, kind of jeweler to the celebrities.
Yes.
So is it still that difficult? Can't you just call Melania Trump and say.
So it is that difficult because I am in a very competitive industry. Half the time I feel like it's more about what I look like and what I'm doing, believe it or not, to that keeps it going. Yes, I have a great product, but I feel like another sense is like, oh, people want to see this larger than life lifestyle.
Yeah.
And
So
I got to keep it up. There's always people coming up with new and better things. I'll design something and the next day I'll see six other people designing it. And I don't want to be like, oh, you copied me.
Oh,
I don't want to do that.
I'm sure that happens
no,
a lot.
No, but it happens. That's just how competitive it is.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
Yeah, the pressure never goes away.
But when we look at some of your designs later in the show, I do want to, because I think there's a lot of classic designs here, and there's the religious icon nature of it and so forth. So I wanted to go down that path. What did you want?
So if our guests or listeners want to find you, how can they find you on social media? Is it George the Jeweler on Instagram?
It's George the Jeweler on Instagram.
Okay.
That was branding genius. brand yourself well.
It's easy to remember.
Easy to remember. Yeah. You know, that's another good point I should make too. Yeah. You know, when I was coming up with the whole social media idea, initially I had this username. It was like GK_623457.
Not easy to remember.
And then I just thought about it one day. I was like, dude, like if I'm out at a bar, whatever, and I meet somebody, you know, it needs to be something that I can tell them, even if they're drunk, they'll still remember the next morning. So that's kind of, you know what I
Very
mean?
Smart.
Brand yourself right. Yeah.
Very smart. Yeah.
Thank you. Yes.
Easy to remember. George the jeweler. And that's your website as well,
George the jeweler. You can Google my name. My stuff will pop up. Instagram, George the jeweler. Twitter, I had to drop the E, so it's George the jeweler.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. Okay,
but cool. I mean, nobody uses Twitter.
That's true. That's true.
So you were talking about how competitive your part of the fashion industry is. So we know it's the fashion industry.
Yes.
You're part of the accessory piece. Which is that piece alone is $51 billion. So this is a $250 billion industry in the U.S., $1.2 trillion around the world every year. So you're part of that $51 billion. So and
I'm like facts and figures. That was a good one. That was a good one.
Big business.
But I'm wondering if you know. So you're designing this stuff, and maybe you can walk us through how you do that, but. You know, kind of the deeper question is there's a lot of issues related to the fashion industry, you know, pollution and sustainability and recyclability. Yours, I mean, it's perfect. I'm assuming, maybe I shouldn't be assuming that, you know, the gold is being, I want to know where you get the gold, actually.
So the gold, it comes from a refinery. I try to be as worldly friendly as possible, down to my boxing and packaging. People love that.
Oh, that's
absolutely.
I mean, that's
a really good point to make because that's part of the show.
Yeah.
In terms of this whole sustainability issue.
Yes. I'm totally on
it's
board
really
with that.
Now.
I got tissue paper from, I think it's No Issue Tissue or something like that. No Issue Tissue like that. It's biodegradable. Don't worry.
Cool.
I got you. Yeah.
Awesome.
But, you know, it's. Everything is done in-house. Everything is manufactured out of my store here in Oak Park, 8.5 in Greenfield, Gold Corp. So I think that's another – that was another thing. I got off topic. That's another thing that I think sets me apart too is that I was able to create all of this out of my store here in Detroit. A lot of people don't even – they're like, oh, my God, like you're in Detroit. And I'm like, yeah, you know. So I think that that was another thing that could – kind of elevate me to that's also why I haven't – I'm going to keep going on the sides.
No, please.
That's going. Also why people are like, oh, like I can't believe you're not in L.A. Like you don't live in L.A. And I'm like, I will never live in L.A. I am more than happy in Detroit.
Here.
No, absolutely. I am very Detroit
we
proud.
We need designers
Michigan
here in Detroit.
Proud. I am here. I think if I were – I think that that's what makes it a little bit larger than life is the fact that I was able to do this – out of Michigan. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I can't, it's not like I'm in LA and I just have the capability of just walking down the street and like knocking on a door and being like, here, I made you this.
And
you
like,
know? I don't. So it's like that much harder for people who aren't in LA or New York or, you know what I'm saying?
And like you said, because of social media, it makes it easier to do that.
Social media is a blessing and a curse because it's once you start, you can't really stop.
Yeah, but, that's true. You don't have any off days.
Yeah, there's no off days.
Yeah,
social media
that's
is
the
my
thing.
First job.
You can't,
before I'm a
you can't go on vacation.
No, I can't.
So in terms of the actual gold, that's a
yes,
lot. So how are you as a jeweler buying the gold? Is it recycled gold or where do you get it from?
I have a source that I don't want to speak too much of. It's all done in-house. I have a guy who I work with, who has worked with my family for entirety. We've been here for 40 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like a refining process. You know what I mean? You can melt down gold. There's a lot of ways that you can do it. Usually how it works.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just want to emphasize the point that the gold is more than likely recycled.
Yes, it is. I'm sorry. It is more than... mostly recycled.
You're not chipping gold bars.
I'm not sitting and chipping gold. Yeah, I'm not literally not robbing a bank and chipping down the gold. No, it is all recycled.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm sorry. I didn't answer the question right away first. I told you I'm going to get off on all these asides.
So, do you want to talk about the jewelry? Do you want to show it?
Well, yeah. I think the jewelry, when I look at the jewelry, so it has this. Again, the delicate, it's more feminine. There's this religious you know, content related to a lot of the pieces. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to know, okay, you know, it's Monday morning, it's whatever time you get to work.
9:15, usually 15 minutes late. True story. Huh.
And so how do you go about your day in terms of design?
Okay, so my day starts like this. Like I said, I come into the store 9:15. I pull up my two websites, check and see my orders, try to catch up on everything. My design process is usually, to be honest, I'm most inspired by my clientele. I'll have clientele coming in and saying, so, you know, I kind of saw what you did here and I like that. And, you know, the nameplate, I kind of want to do this to it and this to it. And then I'll sit there and I'm like, oh, that's a great idea. Like, let's work on this together. And then I'll come up with a new idea. So I would say maybe 70% of my actual designs and what inspires me is my actual customer. And I think that that's another important to any designer in any industry is that you should really listen to your clientele.
Because your that's stuff where is you can, custom. It's all custom.
It's all custom. And then I have like my staples. For example, I had one customer who asked me to come up with like a cool rose. So I took that idea. I came up with something really cool. And then it became my signature rose piece, which I have over there in rose gold. I think you need to really listen. I listen to my clientele. That's where a lot of inspiration comes from. When I have an idea, there's a couple different ways that you can do things. Like we were touching on earlier, I have my one employee who he literally will take gold, whether it's melted down or whether he wants to take a piece from somebody's, use that gold. Do you know what I'm saying? He'll cut out the actual whatever you want. He'll melt it down flat, cut out what the actual shape, like if somebody wants like an evil eye, for example. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? There's that way. And then there's the CAD system, which is a different employee. I'll tell him, this is what I want. This is what I want it to look like. And he'll go and then he'll render it for me and send it over to me. And we work together to tweak it to perfection.
Because so the House of Fine Gold, I can go on the website. I can see all these different pieces.
Yes.
And then I may order right off of there.
Yes.
But I may be able to call and say, look, I want my nameplate to say X, Y, Z, whatever.
Yep.
It's going to.
Yep.
Then you're going to make that.
Yep.
And it seems like the pieces are very reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't a large volume kind of business. Or is it?
It is. It is and it isn't. It's kind of seasonal, which is kind of...
For jewelry,
which is kind of weird. Christmas is a big season, obviously, for everything. Wedding season, people come in and they want like custom rings, and there's a lot of baptisms and christenings and stuff like that. So like during the summer, like you'll see a lot of my medallions start to move. Anklets, for example, only summertime thing. So it's kind of, believe it or not, seasonal.
I've also noticed that your jewelry is pretty affordable.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not... So,
I kept that into mind too.
That's very smart. Yeah.
Yeah.
So does this mean if somebody wants like a 21 karat gold? I mean, are these 21 karat gold?
I actually prefer to work in 14.
14.
I do prefer to work in 14.
Why is that? Is it easier to work with? Or
14 has just become, it's what my dad always worked in 14. Mm. It's just become my standard versus gold quality and strength. 14 is kind of in the middle. 14, 18
really?
Karat are kind of in the middle. The higher you go, whether it's 21 all the way up to 24, the softer the gold becomes. So I have a lot of people coming in asking me to make nameplates in 21 karat. And I'm like, okay, well, if I do that, you can't sleep in it. Because
that's so
you're
going
to wake up and, you know, your Eva necklace is going to say like Winona.
That's
you
so
know
funny
what I mean?
Because funny. I do have a necklace, 21 karat, from my
and
father.
It's
got
like
me from
plastic.
You
can bend it.
That's
yeah.
true.
See, I don't like that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So it is better to have it stronger.
So I always do at least 14 karat. I mean, if I'm asked to do 18, I'll do 18. But I usually, for custom pieces like that, I stay away from 21 and up.
What's popular now? Like, I noticed there's a lot of like coins. Like, I have this coin that I've been wearing that I had got from Jerusalem for like 10 years. But I just noticed there's a lot of coins out there. Is that what's like
medallions
the trend now?
And coins?
Medallions, yeah.
I've been selling like crazy the past couple months. I don't know what it is, which Kardashian they saw wearing it.
Somebody's been wearing it.
Yeah. I probably made it for her.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I noticed a lot of multiple chain style.
Yeah. Yep. Layered. That was that. People say that I started that. I don't really think that. I mean,
wait.
You are doing
that. Mr. T started that.
Mr. T started
that. Come on.
And then we had two chains.
And then we had two chains. That is true.
What happened to the Mr. T look? Yeah, no, funny. It never caught on, dude.
Yeah.
It never caught on.
Never caught on.
Yeah. I see a lot of girls wearing like the really skinny chains, like mm-hmm. the three. Yeah. It's so been popular for a while now.
It's been popular for a minute.
So that's popular. But what's like, when you go, let's say you're at the mall here and you see someone wearing jewelry, you just think to yourself, God, that's so out. That's just so outdated.
I try not to think that.
Yeah. Because it could be the next trend, right?
It could be the next trend.
You know, that guy's wearing a tiger eye bracelet. I mean, really.
Tiger eyes?
Yeah.
I try not to do that. Yeah. I try not to judge. Mm-hmm. I try not to. Sometimes I see things and I'm like, what is that?
I get confused about like earrings. Yeah. I just never know what's like really cool for earrings for women or what's in. And I've seen some, I mean, we've seen some at the coffee shop. Like that lady had the coolest earring on.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we even said something to her, you know?
I have a couple different kinds of earrings. I mean, because I think it's just earrings. There's either like studs or hoops
mm-hmm.
kind of a thing. And then you'll see like the, every so often you'll see like the interesting stuff like
that.
Are you
doing bracelets too?
I'm working on some cool bracelets. I have some cool bracelets.
But is it mostly women or are you doing some men's?
I actually prefer to work with women.
Really?
So I do.
Because they spend more? No.
It's not even that, believe it or not. It's actually the opposite. Believe it or
really?
Not. You know, what's funny is men are very, very specific about their jewelry. They're very specific about what they spend. Believe it or not, women are a lot more open. They will appreciate something, whether it's dainty to larger than life. Men are like,
they don't want too feminine, maybe.
I want something like big and shiny and, you know,
not too feminine, maybe.
You know, but it's kind of just like women is where the creativity's at. Men just kind of want something that's like, okay, I want this, like this, and then throw a chain on it. Like, I'm good.
But the women are repeat buyers.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Both are. I mean, basically, if you get the woman in, then you have the man. He doesn't really have a choice anyways. He's just going to, you know?
Yeah.
But I do actually prefer to work with designing women's jewelry.
Are you doing a lot of wedding bands or no?
I like doing wedding bands. Yeah. I actually don't like I shouldn't say this on the air, but I will say it. I hate doing wedding rings.
Oh, like with the diamond wedding ring, you mean?
You know, it's my dad's, so I family business. My dad and my sister love bridal. They love diamond rings. To me, it's just like so basic. Basic, but it's just like everybody, there's not really room for much creativity. Everybody has the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think that's
kind of what just like pushes me away from. I haven't even really figured out why. I think maybe it's just because I'm like.
You get bored.
But I thought you
want something different. Change.
Yeah.
I think I just.
Because that means you're very creative.
Yeah.
You're an artist.
Yeah.
Basically, it is.
There is room for creativity, but not as much as I would love to have when it comes to. I will do it. If you want me to do a ring, I will do it.
But you're a creator at heart. Yeah. You want to create.
I'm like, really?
Uh-huh, okay. Not the basic rings. That's true.
Let's do it.
But there's a designer I just heard in New York on a podcast, and she does specifically bridal rings. But
I'd be curious to see that.
They're way out kind of stuff. She won't she won't do your regular classic stuff. So that's her niche, you know.
You know, you said something, maybe it just triggered a thought in my head. And maybe it's just the fact that in my opinion, wedding rings and that should be something that's classic. And I appreciate classic beauty. So maybe that's what it is where I'm like, okay, in my head, this is what your wedding ring should look like.
You're just too close-minded.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm not saying I don't appreciate the beauty of it. There's room for creativity.
And there's money in
there's where the money is at. That's where the money is at.
People are still getting married. So.
Yeah, people will forever be getting married.
You're not going to be out of a job anytime soon.
Yeah.
So when you went to CCS,
yes.
right? College of Creative Studies, for those listeners who don't know, it's right here in Detroit. It's small,
so it's small.
It's not as well known as it probably should be,
mm-hmm.
you know, like a Pratt or a Parsons or an SAIC and so forth. But you studied graphic design.
I did do graphic. I actually, you know, it's funny. I started out, so we did have a little misinformation in the beginning. I did not graduate from CCS.
Oh.
But I stopped at my third year for mutual decisions. Mm. And I initially went into animation, which changed to illustration, which changed to graphic design, which changed to advertising design. And at that point, I realized that I love design in general. And at that time, I also wasn't sure how I felt about the family business, because you know how it is when you're growing up, you're like, oh, family business, come on. Mm-hmm. So when I should have been doing jewelry design, I was doing graphics and this. And I loved my career at College for Creative Studies. But I kind of wish that I pushed myself to do jewelry design at the school. Because then as soon as my third year, I turned around, I was like, well, I really like the family business. I don't know. Here we go.
Well, I think what we found, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but the designers we've met, it really doesn't matter whether they have a degree or not. It's really that apprenticeship that's almost more important.
Absolutely.
Than it were other, you know, other areas of life. You've got to have the degree.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep. Yep. So, you know, I learned so much. And even to this day, there's still like I remember my drawing teacher. Her name was Elena. She was great. I love her so much to this day. The things that she had said to me still stick in my mind. You know what I mean? So I wouldn't trade that experience. That was CCS is an incredible school. I will say that. It's a great, great school.
Dave, are we going to take a break?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's my phone? Oh, we got my phone. What time is it? You're doing
this is like
so
our
good.
Point. Yeah,
we're going to have you here every week.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I talk a lot.
Welcome back to FashionCast. For those of you just joining the show, we're talking with George Khalif, also known as George the Jeweler. George is a Michigan-based jewelry designer who has grown a large social media following, given his collaboration with celebrity class, including Khloe Kardashian, Christina Milian, Ashley Graham, and many more. In this segment, we want to view some designs that George has brought to the studio, so let's do that now. So let's see. Can we look at... I think I'm really interested in what is motivating the design. And because a lot of these are religious-type designs, and that doesn't mean that's always the motivation, so that's what I'm getting to.
That is actually a good question. And now that I think about it, religion really does. If there we go. Sorry, I was out. That is a really good question. Now that I think about it, a lot of what really inspires my designs is religion. But you know what? I have a little something for everyone. I had a client ask me for a cool Jewish star the other day. I think I'm going to make that one of my mainstream pieces because it just came out really good.
Cool.
I have the Virgin Mary.
Let's see.
Let's start. So let me just
go ahead.
This with me this way.
You are a pro.
No, this is not going to work.
It's got to go with the base.
Oh, there you go. Base. Got the base. So these are my two are my best sellers. This is the one that Khloe wears.
That's the Mary Medallion.
Yeah, a lot of.
So how can you get the video? Because
the video at?
Right here.
Video. You're going to have to zoom. How are we going to do this?
So what's more popular, like the gold or the silver, or the just...
That is a good question, too.
I think I noticed gold. Okay, more women wearing gold these days.
Mine. I'm a jeweler. So what's interesting, I see cycles. Rose gold, I mean, people tell me all the time, oh, rose gold used to be like a really big thing back in the day. Before you were probably born, that's because they think that I'm young. But I'm...
That's a good thing.
Yeah. I feel like it cycles in and out. In my head, I feel like rose gold came back in when iPhone released a rose gold iPhone.
Oh.
I feel like that made it my... That just might be like a weird... Because I'd make weird connections like that all the time. I'm like, iPhone dropped a rose gold phone. And then all of a sudden, rose gold became like a serious like... like people need to have that option or they're like mad.
Mm-hmm. These are actually... I guess I'm surprised it's a little bit heavier than I thought.
Yeah. They're quality. Really
quality. Quality. I sometimes it comes to a point where I'm like, I don't even care if I'm making $20 on this piece. I want the quality to be there. I want the customer to walk away happy because I know that she is going to walk away and she's going to bring me 10 other people.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
This is not fast fashion.
No, absolutely not.
This is slow and keep.
forever.
Yes.
Okay, so let's see what else. Where's the rose deal?
So this is the rose in rose gold. That I told you the story about that. I had a client ask me to make a cool rose, and now this piece is worn. Ashley Graham wears this one all the time. I actually just saw a picture of her in People magazine, and she was wearing it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that was cool. That was my look, mama, yeah, I made a moment.
Oh, I'm sure you're very proud.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
That's so beautiful.
The
stunning.
Evil eye is for the Middle Eastern. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I have one on.
It's so cool.
I don't know.
It keeps away negative energy.
It keeps the haters away. That's why I have like 10.
Oh.
Yeah. So,
so there's something.
No negative energy.
Some religion going on in the background with your background.
Yeah. Now that I think about it. Well, you know,
I love that.
There's in my head a lot of jewelry that people wear sometimes is very religious, whether it's like the Jewish star or a rosary or a diamond cross or the evil eye or, you know, I mean, yes, there's the fashion side, but I feel like a large majority of jewelry, there is a little bit of religion to it. You know what I'm saying?
But are they requesting?
I do have a lot of requests for,
Are they seeing this on other folks?
Well, they're seeing this on other people and then they want to. They like the way that it looks.
They want to emulate.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll give those back.
Yes. This is the one. So Khloe Kardashian has this one. She wore this on her poker night. She's worn it. Oh, I'm keeping up with the Kardashians. So cool. This is a good one. Yeah, my mom has the same one as I'm saying. Shout out to my mom.
So are there any people that call and say, look, I want you to make this for me, but I don't want you to make it for anybody else? And if they did, would you do that?
If someone told me not to, I wouldn't do it.
One piece is one piece. And that's it.
I would say if someone asked me, I want you to make this for me, do not make it for anybody else. I would respect that, and I wouldn't do it.
You'd have to charge them a lot then.
I wouldn't even charge them a lot. Like I said, it's not even about the money. I'm sitting here doing what I love and. Yeah. It's not even about the money to me because, like I said, my prices are fair. I will always be willing to work with my clientele. Mm-hmm. I think it's important.
What's the gold chain?
So the gold chain, this chain is my bestseller. Everybody dies. This is for her birthday. This is her actual birthday present.
Oh my
I brought
God.
It for her.
Really? Happy birthday. No.
It is your birthday. Don't think I didn't know.
Don't tell them how old I am.
29. No, I'm not. She's 29. We talked about this.
That's very
so
kind.
So this chain was a chain that I have that I have multiple chain vendors all over. And this chain I saw and I was like, you know what? This chain is so beautiful. I think I want to do something with it. And I had a couple girls who were like, you know, let's cut it short. Let's do this. Let's do that. And I was like, yeah, I really like that. Like, this is my favorite chain. Like, we should do it with this one. And then it just became literally my bestseller. You can literally Google. I named it the Cassie Choker after the first girl who designed it with me. Well, came up with the idea with me, Cassie.
Oh.
And it's just like literally you can Google Cassie Choker and it pops up all over
and
the
now
internet.
You have one
and oh, now you have one like
thank you
Sarah Hyland wears this every like Chloe's worn this Gigi Hadid has one I think everybody in the state of Michigan has one I'm wearing a long version of it
this chain
aww
yes this
wow.
is for you
that's very
that
impressive.
Is my best that is my bestseller 14
God.
it's 14 karat gold.
What's great about this moment is George is setting a precedent for all future shows, so the designers must
you guys better
give us
must
a gift.
Give us a gift.
Come on. Yes, right. Come on.
Yeah,
that's funny.
That's how you do it.
Oh,
come
this
on
is so beautiful.
They should
that's
have
very
known.
Kind
thank you
yeah. And there's this is here. Safekeeper.
Oh thank
that's
you
very nice.
That's so beautiful. Thank you so much.
You have to try that. Make sure that looks right.
So,
oh
yes.
Yeah, I have a long one, so it'll go perfect with
okay,
it.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so that's always the top layer.
Yeah, the
one,
top.
They come in, they're like layer me. I'm like, okay, let's start with this one. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That's
happy
a great
birthday.
That's a great segue into the giving, right into the nonprofit.
Exactly. Yeah. That's,
nonprofit. Yes.
So I was curious to know about the Pink Gala that you.
The Pink
you were
Gala.
A part of.
That
or
was so
that
much
you,
fun.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Last year, the American Cancer Society reached out to me. They had seen me on, I think, The Real with Jeannie Mai. I love Jeannie Mai. They were talking about me or something on The Real, and one of the girls there saw and she reached out to me to be a part of the Real Men Wear Pink campaign here in Detroit. There's a Detroit faction. And so we basically, they recruit all these men who are like influential figures to raise money for breast cancer. They came to me, they approached me, they were like, oh, do you want to do this? I was like, yeah, let's do it. But if I do, so what they do is they kind of like set it up so that you can have like your little Facebook posts and you can raise money through your posts. And it's kind of like an online battle. When they told me that, I was like, I'm good. Like, if I'm going to raise money for you, like, I'm going to raise it my way. I don't want to go on Facebook. I don't want to have to sit here and call all my friends to come, you know, oh, go join this link and click and donate to me. That's not my style. I was like, I will raise you money. I'm going to do it my way, but I fully expect your cooperation. So I threw them a huge party, like as if you were in LA style party. I had a red carpet. I got photographers to pose as paparazzi outside.
Wow, that's impressive.
I took over my friend's restaurant on 12 and Telegraph Mandaloon Bistro.
Yeah,
that's an incredible restaurant. Incredibly
Lebanese,
beautiful.
Lebanese restaurant.
So I threw the red carpet outside. Christina flew in for it.
Really?
Wow. There were like 250 people there. We raised over $10,000 for breast cancer. I love giving back. I think that's an important aspect of anything is that you have to give back. Mm-hmm. You really do. Mm-hmm. It's important to me.
So did they call you again?
So they called it, so
annual party.
They wanted it to be an annual party, but yeah. It was a lot of work. I had anxiety. I am a lot of things, but I am not a party planner. Do not ask me to live. I threw an incredible party. I may do
like
it every other year just because of the amount of work that it went into it to ensure its success. We'll see. But I do want to say that is very important to call back. I had one woman call me crying. Literally in tears, like, I just want to thank you for what you did and how you got the word out there. The American Cancer Society's the lead CEO, she even called me and she was like, listen, like, what you did is completely – I don't even have words because we've been trying to get the younger generation involved in this. We want the younger people who are hip, you know, to be a part and to appreciate this. And that is exactly what you did. So that meant a lot to me, and yeah.
So does your family have a specific foundation, or do they work with a specific foundation? Are you guys, you know, involved in the nonprofit, you know, area at all in terms of all of this? Or is it primarily typical families? We give to the church,
we do give to the church, Cancer, I think, hits home for everybody. That's why as soon as I had that opportunity, it became like a regular. Now, whenever I have a chance to work with them, the American Cancer Society, I do. Cancer hits home for everybody. So that was a big one.
That's great.
Yeah, it felt good to get back to
that.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
So I was curious to know, I know you're collaborating with Christina Milian, but are there any future collaborations or any celebrities that you may be working with, or is there anything you're not telling us
There's a lot. We will be here till tomorrow. The stuff I have to say.
Tell us your secrets.
Okay. I am working on a ton of projects. I'm constantly working on stuff, whether it's helping bring business to businesses or
to podcasts.
To podcasts. I love Detroit. I love to support Detroit and Michigan. It's a great thing to support your people. Mm-hmm. I am working on a TV show. Uh-oh. I know that's what you're talking about. It's called Detroit's Finest. And it is, fingers crossed, going to be a great thing. I know the TV industry has been trying to break into Detroit for a long time. And so I sat there one day and I was like, you know, I know all the people to do this. Like, I know how to make this happen. I have this great idea. Why don't we get together 6 influential people in Detroit, all different demographics, bring them together and kind of do like a Real Housewives thing, but kind of like a Jersey Shore thing, but classy. like Detroit-ish in nature. And I shouldn't have said that. Man.
No, please.
Bleep that out.
Keep that in.
Keep that all in. So we kind of all came together. Detroit's Finest. It's big news. on Monday I have a conversation. I'm not going to talk about what it's about, but I do have something.
I kind of have a feeling.
So you have your first guest lined
up. It's about different influencers in Detroit. It's about different entrepreneurs.
It's about different influencers and entrepreneurs making a difference in Detroit, showing off Detroit, how much it's grown since our bankruptcy.
Yeah.
Seeing how much showing off how much the city has changed, shattering a lot of misconceptions that people have about the city. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And each show is six different guests. Essentially, or how's it going to work?
So how it's going to work is it's going to basically follow. There's six cast members, including myself, Sarah Hermes, Samantha Proffer, Gus, who does the Food Porn Detroit, Stewie, Jasmine Renee. Yep. I hope you knew some of those people.
They all sound, familiar to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you see their faces, you'll be like, oh. We're all going to kind of just like explore Detroit together. That is the theory. In theory, that's what we want to be doing, going to different restaurants. I mean, there's going to be the drama of a reality TV show. So expect like a reality TV show set in Detroit with six cool people from the city.
That's
drama.
Awesome.
And around it.
Yeah, because I think Detroit is very underrated.
It is.
There's a lot of talent. A lot of entrepreneurs.
There's a lot here.
A lot to offer.
It's a beautiful city.
Yeah, and we need that. We need to put that out in the world.
You know you're on the rise.
Put Detroit on the map.
Yes.
Well, Detroit, it's time.
That is the plan.
You know Detroit's on the rise when the rental rates for apartments in Detroit are higher than they are in Manhattan.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not kidding.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're building like crazy.
Beautiful. Yeah. Shinola Hotel was a great thing.
Uh-huh.
That was a great thing that we needed.
We were just down there recently. Yeah.
Yeah. Detroit's growing.
Did you check out San Morello?
The Italian restaurant.
Yeah. I love that restaurant.
I like that photo shoot you did in San Morello. Very nice. Whoever that photographer was did a good job.
Her name is Dominica.
Yeah, and that suit you wore?
You were at the top of your fashion game, dude, that day.
Yeah.
So Latrice styled me. And it's funny because when she pulled that suit out, I was like, that is so not me. Oh, my God.
Really?
Oh, yeah. No, that's
and
you.
It
I'm texting my
so
friends.
Nice
I'm like, this chick is about to get me into a turtleneck. I don't know if I can do it. But then I listened to her. I just kind of like shut my mouth and it came
you
out amazing.
Listen,
so I should
like,
I definitely
every day
to like,
her. Yeah,
she, I should just need her to like come dress me every day.
Those colors
exactly.
suit you.
Yeah.
Was it suede? Looked like it. Looked like a suede suit. It's like brown. It was really nice.
It
was really nice.
It was nice. It was, she put it together beautifully. Everybody, that photo shoot came together so nice. I still look at those pictures. Half of them aren't even up. But yeah, that was an incredible photo shoot.
You could save those photos for Detroit's finest.
Yes, they will be. Yes.
Because you looked really good. You looked really fine.
When's the show come out, essentially? When's it supposed to put?
So
or we don't know. Oh, that's the big surprise. You can't reveal. Or is that the reveal?
I don't know yet.
We don't know.
We just have to wait.
I will say that Christina has her part in the project, and she's literally like, God, you have the biggest mouth. Like, you have the biggest mouth in the world. It's like, as soon as something happens, like, everybody and their mother has to know.
Because you're excited.
I get super hyped. I'm like,
I know.
I literally, a minute I find something out, I'm sitting on both my phones, and I'm like, you don't even know what just happened today.
You don't even know who I talked to.
I'm both of them. Yeah.
That's funny. So can you give us a time frame? What, in the month, near months?
Few months?
Probably not.
Soon.
Soon. Okay.
Soon.
That's
soon.
Good.
I have.
I'll take it.
Something is happening on Monday. Fingers crossed. Is happening on Monday. It's going to be great news. I have a dinner with the whole cast, the six of us, on Tuesday to talk about something. You guys better be there. Don't be late. Some of you guys are late.
So I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
And I'm sure you'll do fine. You have a dynamic personality.
Thank you.
Yeah, the show's going to be great. I can't wait to tune in.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Is that it?
You were such a great... We got to do this again. Next time with Christina Milia.
Yes, next time with Christina.
Talk about your collaboration.
Do I get closing thoughts?
You do. Okay.
Do I get closing thoughts? But you were going to say something. Talk to me.
He wants you to tell our listeners where they can find you one more time.
Okay.
So...
That's part of it.
Okay. Okay. George. Wait, you first. Because my closing thoughts will be a minute. Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Do we
George, where can they find you?
where can you find? So right now, I'm at Podcast Detroit. You can find me online you can Google my name. You can find my website, where to buy my jewelry, where you can come shop locally. Instagram is George the Jeweler. Twitter is George the Jeweler, minus the E. Like I said, I feel like I'm obligated to say Twitter, but nobody uses Twitter anymore. When the president is tweeting on Twitter, I think everybody else in the world is like, I'm good.
Yeah, we'll leave it for him.
Yeah, we'll leave it for him. Go ahead. Wow, I shouldn't have said that either.
Yeah, how many of those have I had now?
How many of those have I had? You do not have to edit that.
You better keep
those in. I'm not mad.
So, well, the Fashion Cast audience can find us at fashioncastpodcast.com, or they can find us at michael@fashioncastpodcast.com or christine@fashioncastpodcast.com.
What's your now, Instagram? What's your Instagram? Do you have an Instagram? I saw you guys.
Yes, Fashioncast Podcast.
That's what I told you guys. Yeah. Free tools.
Fashioncast Podcast. Yeah.
Yes, and we're leveraging. And so now, George, you get the last word.
Okay, my last word. Okay, my last word is going to be advice to designers, because I know that that is our demographic today. I want everybody out there who has dreams and aspirations to get their name out there, to really be true to yourself. If you love what you do, it will show in your work, and people will appreciate that. I think you can see in all the pieces that I make, even the ones that I brought today, that I take my time. You even made a comment that nothing is lightweight. Like, I want everything to be, you know, like, I want to stand behind my goods 100%. Get your name out there. Don't stay home. Get out there. Meet people. Love what you do. People will realize that. And, you know, if that's how you, that is how you get a following. That's how I should say it. That is how you want a following. Stay true to what you do. Work on your social media. Work on your presence. And boom.
But last question or last answer, because, but you have a virtual assistant, do you not, that's helping you?
I have an actual assistant.
Okay.
Her name is Taylor.
So I think that, and it's worth that extra expense to do this kind of stuff so that you can be in front of everybody.
Yes. I don't even know how I did things without Taylor. I don't know how I did things. She helps me keep organized, because I'm like, I'm a mess. Like, I have thoughts all over. I'm sure you can tell already. I'm like thinking a million thoughts in a second.
So you're going to die. So she'll go back and will she manage the social
media? She literally, as soon as I walk into the store in the morning, she's there. She's like, okay, well, you have this. I need answers. Bella Magazine is waiting for these answers. You haven't done them yet. You were supposed to do them yesterday. And let's do those right now. She literally just like, she keeps me organized.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you again.
Yeah,
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, this was fun.
Yeah.
We might have to do a part two.
Definitely.
Now I know where you guys are. I might, 100%. This might be like a surprise. Like, if you
100% come back with Christina Milian.
Yeah. I will try.
So, So thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week with another episode of Fashion Cast.
Hey, thank you for listening, and please join us next week for another episode of Fashion Cast. To find out more, check us out at thefashiondistrict.com.